Welcome to Shom Achshava and Adam Shir Spanso Luinishmas Ayim Yaakov Shalom and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo'o Basro Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara Amud Beis brings two stories about one who had a shtar which was mizuyaf, which was forged. And he whispered to Rabbi, yes, I forged it, but I had a reason why I forged it. It's because I had another shtar, the shtar got lost, so I did that instead. And the Gemara brings a discussion, will he be Naaman or not? Do we have a migoy or not? Machlekes Rabo and Rav Yosef. The Rajbo in Tshuva, Chelek Gimel, Simen Pei Aleph, has a question that someone asked. Can someone come and be toyen a sheker? He could say a lie, but with this lie, he will be able to be to do something which is right. And he's basing it on our Gemara. You see this person lying. He says he's giving him a shtar. He says the shtar is good. And then he whispers to Rabbi, you should know this is a mezuyaf. This is a forged shtar. So he's using a lie. Are you able to use a lie in a tainan basin? So says the Rashbo, he starts with a very strong lashon, chasli lizare d'arvom, delay mashikro. You can't say a lie. If I feel more compensated, even if you lose money. Dichtiv sheiris Yisrael lo yasu avlo, v'lo yidabru kozov. And he brings a raya for the Gemara in Shuas regarding Eidus, that you don't say a lie even if you lose money. And what's trying in our Gemara? Says the Rashbo, not that you're allowed to do it. We're speaking here, someone did it. Something did something wrong. He went and he lied. So we're going to be able to come and discuss if does he have a meager right now or not. But mitzal yikar adin, you should never do that. But interesting enough, in the Tshuvas Chut HaMeshulosh, Simen Tezvav, he discusses the halacha, the discussion, the rishonim, is one allowed to lie to steal from a goy. Discusses that. And he brings this point that we're not supposed to lie. And the Chut HaMeshulosh says, Efshar, that only sheker bifnei beis din hu da'asur, because of dvash sheker tirchok. But to go and have a sheker not in front of beis din, maybe that's not asur. So maybe if someone has a hefset, he has a loss, so he doesn't have the din dvash sheker tirchok, if he needs to save a loss. In the Masifta, they bring the sefer Emes LeYaakov, they couldn't find the sefer, but there's a few rayas that this concept is true. We'll start with the Gemara in Yuma da Pegimel Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a very long story, but the bottom line of the story is that Rabbi Yudo and Rabbi Yosi were being hosted by somebody and they deposited by him money. They came to him afterwards, they asked for the money, and he said, Lo Yudvari Moilu, never give me the money. So what do? They saw that he had lentils on his mustache. So they realized that's what he ate. So they went to the wife and said, your husband told us to ask for you for the money. And I'll give you a simon that they really said it, because he told me us to tell you that yesterday the food that he ate was lentil soup. So she gave the money, and then the husband came home, was so upset, he killed the wife. And the Gemara concludes there, the mayim achronim horgus hanefesh, if you do mayim achronim, he would clean his lips, and then they would not see what he ate the night before. But you see that they used a lie to extract money. Another story like this is brought down in the Psikta Rabti Simen Chof Beis. The story there goes that a person came into shul, he saw somebody with tefillin. He said, this is a trustworthy person, and he gave him money to keep. Then he came after the money, and the guy lied. He said he never gave me the money. So this person turned to Kodesh Baruch Hu and said, the only reason I gave him the money is because of tefillin. This has Shem Hashem in it. It's because of you, not because of him. So the young Novi came to him, and he told him, I'll tell you something about this person, a simon. They ate chametz on Pesach, and they ate again in Yom Kippur, the same food. And this should be the simon, you should go to the wife. So he goes to the wife, he tells the wife, you should know that your husband told me, a simon, that you give me the money, is that you ate chametz on Pesach, and then you ate again the same food in Yom Kippur. So the woman gave him the money. Then the husband came home, all upset, why are you giving the money to the person? So she said, he gave me the simen. So then the psikta ends that they were gavim, and they said, let's just leave a Yiddish guy, go back to be a guy. Everybody knows we're not keeping mitzvahs. We see again that Leon Novi suggested this person to lie to save money. Another raya we see in the Sefer Chassidim, in Simen Taf Kuv Chofei, where he brings regarding buying Sfarim, a person should not try to cheapen the Sefer unless he knows that the person selling is a ganav, so they can go and trick them to sell for less so he can give it back to the owner. So again, you see that we're using a lie, we're using a sheker in order to extract money, should not be an hefset. And the Chasam Sefer in Tshuva, Choshemish Betzimin Lamites, brings our Gemara. He says, you see, this person did this. Is he pasul leidus? Is he pasul because of that? He says, no, he's not pasul. Why? Ki od lamoise kol tadzdik. Everybody use any excuse possible latzil mamoino to save his money. He knows that's the deal. They have no other choice. For all this mashmoyes mashma, that there is an allowance, the same we know, mishani pnei hashalom, there's a sheker you're allowed to do for shalom. Prison can lie, can do a little sheker in order to save his money. But the only restriction is to do it in Beis Din. And here we can add what we learned in the previous year. That Beis Din is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. There is in front of Elohim. So there to do a sheker in front of a Kodesh Baruch we don't do. But if it's not a Beis Din, maybe there is a hat there to save money. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list to what's a good, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.